My name's Joy Stevens. I am one of the many voices of Meridian that has not been heard. I have been trying for years, about 3 years, to get my voice and other voices heard in this community. I have hit a dead end with Anywhere. To the many locations, I think it's 13 counties, I tried to leave real patient reviews. I was blocked from numerous sites, including their actual web page. At this moment, you cannot leave reviews. It kicks you out. Let me do start by saying that my overall experience with individual therapists were the most, for the most part, positive. I had severe negative experiences with upper management. My first encounter was in 2019 after the passing of my father. I did not feel well. I am not from here. I am dislocated from Hurricane Michael. I come from Bay County. I've been Baker active numerous times and never experienced what I experienced here. I reached out for help, and I was taken to Meridian in the Lake City, CSU, for a Baker Act. I was shocked when I arrived. For one, the facility was co-ed and freely intermingling. Let me let you know this is something personal, and I do not appreciate the co-ed facility with men being able to mingle with women. Overall, there was a lack of communication in staffs. The cleanliness, it left a lot to be desired. I was denied my medication that I take on a daily basis, and I was forced to take medication I was not prescribed. So after 3 days passing with no explanation as to why I was being held for so long, I started having panic attacks. I finally got to see a doctor for a brief few minutes where I was advised if I did not act a certain way around the supervising nurses, it would delay my release, and it did. Finally, 8 days in a Baker Act with no explanation as to why I was held so long, I was released. And the abuse continued. Client abandonment of a person with borderline personality disorder. No notice given, which the law requires for a person on Medicare. Immediately after three days, I had three friends get killed in a car accident. It happened immediately. I was told that they don't accept Medicare or Medicaid and that they are in the hole for $2,000 because my insurance didn't pay them for a year. They are nonprofit. My therapist was accepting my insurance file claims. I have them filed, and it was proved. They filed false diagnosis codes on my Medicare claims, blamed it on the billing department. And they turned around, admitted it was a provider's fault. They promised to correct these diagnosis codes, which have ruined my record about substance abuse. It never happened. There was numerous emails that were going back and forth, unencrypted, being forwarded to other Meridian providers. Between myself, the Vice President of Outpatient Service, Latika Randanigan, therapist and communications directors, which is a violation of my personal HIPAA rights. I was advised this by Lutheran Services of Florida, who supports them. As soon as I began to complain and leave reviews, I started questioning the upper management. I was cut off from all communication. And the four groups I actually did need at that time, because of my friend's passing, were cut off to once a week. My current therapist was new and updated my treatment plan and allowed me to view a copy. It stated I needed to remain in treatment for 6 more months, and 1 month later, I was presented with a behavioral contract because of my reviews on Facebook. Told that I would not post on social media. I am not allowed to. That was part of it, and I had obsessive behavior that was interfering with my treatment, but my therapist said I needed it. So that was done by the vice president of the outpatient services. Since I refused to sign it, I was immediately discharged. When I proceeded to pull records, I was given the runaround, and when I did receive them, they were in disarray. They're missing certain time periods and false information. I've been trying for 3 years to get my voice heard, so I'm here, and I'm urging the community and anybody who has received, urging the Lakeshore Hospital Authority to consider talking to the community and anybody who has received services before gifting it to the hospital and find out who they are. Please consider this, and thank you for hearing my voice today, because it's been 3 years and I finally have got to speak. And I really, really appreciate it. I'm sorry. This is very hard. So thank you for listening.
Thank you.